Meseches Meiser Sheni Paragimel Mishnah Beis. Ein lochin truma bechesef Meiser Sheni. Person cannot buy truma, which is only permissible to be eaten by kohanim, bechesef Meiser Sheni, with the money, with the kedusha of Meiser Sheni. Because it decreases the amount of people who can partake in the kedusha of the Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon allows this. Amar lahem Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said to the Chachamim who did not allow this. Ma im hakel bezivchei shlamim. You're allowed to use Meiser Sheni to buy zivchei shlamim, to buy kodshin. Shum mevian lidei pigul v'noyser v'tameh. That quite simply you could become pigle. The sacrificial meat could be shechted with thoughts of eating it in an inappropriate place or time, or left over outside of the permissible time limits for when the korban could be eaten, or tame, that somebody who is tame might be matame the korban. Lo nakel b'truma? Why shouldn't you be make it with truma? Amru lo, they said, responded to him. Ma ima hekel b'zivchei shlamim shehem mutar lazarim nakel b'truma sheyasur lazarim. Why should we be makel in such a case? Is because the kula of shlamim, that which allows us to eat shlamim, is anyone can eat a shlamim as long as they are tahor, as long as they're pure. Zarim are permissible to eat ashlamim. Why should we permit truma? Truma, Meseches Meiser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Gimel. Mishayilu maus b'Yerushalayim v'tzarech lo. Somebody who has money in Yerushalayim that have Kedushas Meiser Sheni on them. V'cheveru perus, and his fellow has Peros. He can say, Omer lechavero, Hare hamaos ha'ilu, mechulalen al perasecho. These money of Meiser Sheni, its kedusha is now chal on your Peros. Nimsa ze oichel perasav betara. The other guy can eat his Peros in Tara. Vahala oisa tzarcho b'maosav. And then use the money for whatever else he needed to buy. Don't say this to a person who is ignorant in the laws of Truma and Kodshin and Meiser, because as the Rav says, that they are choshed to not treat Meiser Sheni properly, and as a result, they shouldn't be told about this. Ella bidimai can only tell them this ruling in a case where you have a question of suffic Meiser Sheni. But full-blown Meiser Sheni, we do not tell an Amma Aretz such a thing, because we're afraid they will continue not to treat Meiser Sheni with proper respect and eat it betumah, and eat it when they're not in a state of tahara.